KGEZ presents a happy, healthier you from Emmanuel Lutheran Communities, your premier choice for retirement. Emmanuel Lutheran Communities, making life easier.
And joining us today, the Chief Operating Officer of Emmanuel Lutheran Communities, Carla Wilton. Hello, Carla.
Hi, John. How are you doing?
I'm doing good, thank you. And tell me who you have with you now.
Yeah, I have Lisa Gandolfi with me today. She's our Director of Quality Assurance and Infection Control. She's a registered nurse and really has taken the lead on our kind of leading us through this COVID-19 that we've all been trying to figure out together. And so I thought it would be great to bring her with me today and let everyone hear the good stuff that that she's been helping us navigate during this time.
Well, as I understand it so far, you are 100% at preventing the coronavirus up there in the Emmanuel Lutheran Communities.
Yeah, so far, you know, it's really our priority is the health and safety of the residents. And so we take this very seriously.
Well, you got 300 older adults living on campus. So let's talk about how you're doing all of this, keeping everybody so safe.
Go ahead, Lisa.
So as Carla said, we, you know, our main goal is to protect our residents and our staff and keep everybody safe and to try to keep the COVID-19 out of our facility and our campus. So over the last 2.5 months, we were given the directive on March 13th to limit visitors and close our doors to visitors and vendors, which is what we did. We put a lot of measures in place during that time. We limited staff moving across campus. So we have a team at BHT. We have a team at Emmanuel Lutheran Skilled Care Center. And we all work very close together. We communicate through Zooms and different conferences throughout the week. We stay in contact with our local health department as well as our state health department. Our residents, go ahead, sorry.
No, you go ahead.
So our residents, we monitor them daily. We're taking temperatures every shift, making sure there's no respiratory symptoms occurring. If there are, we're reaching out to our providers. We also have a unit. We're very blessed with the layout of our facility. So we were able to make one of our units an infection control unit should we need it. And that is where we bring all of our admissions in. To include admissions from the hospital or if a patient from BHT, Buffalo Hill Terrace, or the long-term portion of our facility goes to the hospital, they come back through that unit and allow us to monitor for a full 14 days before we move them into anywhere else into the facility or back over to Buffalo Hill Terrace.
Well, so you're even concerned about moving from building to building.
Yeah. So, you know, if one building is stable and has no symptoms, we don't want to introduce symptoms into the building either. So we make sure that we're assessing those patients for a full 14 days before they go back into their environment.
Well, it sounds like a very robust way of keeping this thing at bay. Well, next week, Montana is going to be moving into phase 2 of the governor's reopening plan, and we'll discuss how that's going to affect everybody at Emmanuel Lutheran Communities right after this. Picture yourself in a place where you can celebrate life's splendor every day. Imagine enjoying chef-prepared meals and living in your own well-appointed residence, yet having someone else take care of the maintenance. Imagine spending every day feeling connected and comfortable while living life your way. Surrounded by majesty, connected by community, that's what it's like when you live at Emmanuel Lutheran Communities. Set in the heart of Montana's spectacular Flathead Valley, this vibrant community is filled with active, independent individuals. We share a bond of strong values rooted in faith, and our staff carries through those values, driven by the principles of honesty and hard work. Emmanuel Lutheran is a life plan community that includes residential living for independent seniors, as well as assisted living, rehabilitation services, memory care, and skilled nursing care, all within the same beautiful campus. To explore this unique place for yourself and discover a life of abundance, please call 752-9625. That's 752-9625.
Now back to Emmanuel Lutheran Communities, a happy, healthier you.
Our guest today, Emmanuel Lutheran Communities Chief Operating Officer Carla Wilton and the Director of Quality Assurance and Infection Control, Lisa Gandolfi. Okay, June 1st, it's phase two. What is that going to mean to you guys up at Emmanuel Lutheran?
Yeah, oh, go ahead, Lisa.
No, you go ahead.
This phone thing is difficult, isn't it? We can't see each other. So, but yeah, it really doesn't mean a lot to us. If you've read through the governor's phased plan for reopening Montana, part of both phase one and phase two for senior living is that we really continue on the same. So we continue to be close to visitors. And, you know, we're, as Lisa said, we're monitoring our staff every day, monitoring residents. And, you know, so we, I think, you know, part of what we're looking at is as a community opens up, what effect does that have on the community? And we're glad that the governor put that in his plan, that we would trail a little behind the community. I think that we probably would have chosen to do that, whether he gave us that guidance or not, because we just, again, want to make sure that our residents are safe. And if there's any uptick in the community during tourist season, we wouldn't want to bring that risk to our residents. So we're just going to stay hunkered down and keep doing what we're doing through phase two.
Carla, are the residents going to be able to leave their apartments during phase two?
Yeah. So at Buffalo Hill Terrace, they have been able to leave their apartments throughout phase one. Even once we had the first 14-day quarantine, you know, where we were watching really close for symptoms and stuff. And then once we knew we were symptom-free at the end of that 14 days, the residents have been able to, you know, visit with their neighbors, come down and pick up takeout. Over at the skilled nursing, we, you know, have to be a little more careful. But you know, they can certainly visit from their doorway with their neighbors and stuff. And so, you know, there's been socializing happening.
Are we able to take meals in the dining room yet?
No, not yet. Yeah. That's really hard to manage a social distancing, even with in phase two with the 50 people, you know, trying to in our dining rooms have to get everyone be able to dine and preserve 6 feet. And, you know, it would be really difficult.
So we're just basically a takeout at this point, just like a restaurant.
It's just like a hotel, right? It's room
yeah,
service.
Yeah. Yep. Fantastic. Well, at the beginning of May, the governor announced that he wanted all staff and residents in retirement communities across Montana to be tested. So have you gotten your testing done yet?
We have. Yeah, Lisa, why don't you tell how that went last week?
Yeah, so we actually put a great process in place, and some of us nurse leaders took testing the residents, all the residents throughout the Skills Care Center and over at Buffalo Hill Terrace. And then we also had teams set up to test all of our staff. And in 3 days, we've tested over 500 staff and residents. And as of right now, we've received almost 400 of our test results back. And at this point, there's been no coronavirus detected in those tests so far. So we're just waiting on the last few tests to come back.
Well, how long is the, what's the turnaround time on that test once you take it?
So the turnaround time for the first set we got back on Friday, so it was probably about 3 days. But it's based on priority testing, so depending on where you sit, when they go to the state level, that lab, that's how they decide who's going to be tested. And then the other piece we have to remember is that, you know, I think through conversation over the weeks, there's 71 nursing homes in the state of Montana. Is that correct, Carla?
Yes.
And then I think Carla told me over 200 assisted living. So that's a lot of facilities that are sending tests down to the state lab to be done by the 1st of June. So.
Oh, boy. So you got a lot of testing to do, and but it's good news so far anyway. And I have a feeling it's going to stay that way. You guys have pretty well kept it out of the communities up there on Buffalo Hill. A lot of conversation out regarding residents who live in nursing homes. We're going to find out how your residents are getting along right after this. So what is a true life plan community? Well, imagine life splendor every single day with chef-prepared meals, a fitness center, a pool, independent residential living, assisted living, rehabilitation services, memory support, and future nursing care if needed. That's all within the same beautiful campus. That's Emmanuel Lutheran Communities, a true life plan community. So say goodbye to maintenance. Surround yourself with majesty and be connected to community. To explore this unique place for yourself and discover a life of abundance without headaches, please call 752-9625. That's 752-9625. Or go online to ilcorp.org. ilcorp.org. That's Emmanuel Lutheran Communities.
Now back to Emmanuel Lutheran Communities. A happy, healthier you.
Carla Wilton and Lisa Gandolfi are guests from Emmanuel Lutheran Communities. And I think we have a third guest to introduce. Is that right, Carla?
Yeah, we're really excited. You know, as we were thinking about how to end today, we realize that there's a lot of press and conversation out there about residents in skilled nursing and how they're doing. And so, you know, we could tell you that things are good here, but it's probably better to hear from a resident. So we've invited Donna Mallory to join us today. Donna is a resident at Emmanuel Skilled Care Center and also is the president of our resident council over there. And so, we would love, Donna, to hear your perspective on how things are going during this COVID-19.
Yes, it's wonderful to be here. I appreciate the opportunity to talk to you and tell you how wonderful Emmanuel Lutheran is. They've taken us all in like we are children and need help. And I sure needed help when I came in here. They've been wonderful to take care of me. The staff is just unusual. And I'm just very, very thankful for this place. And I'm thankful for you that you let us speak up our things here. Thank you.
Wow. Boy, you can't say it any better than that.
Yeah, you know, we have I know over the weeks you've heard from a lot of our team members, and we have a pretty special group of staff here that really have taken, especially these last 10 weeks, really seriously and wanting to balance, you know, keeping our residents safe, but also understanding how important the psychosocial piece of health is. And so, you know, just people being very creative in, you know, door-to-door cocktail parties and, you know, Skyping with family members and bingo in the hallway and special meals for Mother's Day and Memorial Day this past weekend, a barbecue door-to-door. So, you know, I think that that there has been, you know, some obviously too many deaths in senior living across the country. But there's, I think we don't always hear about, you know, the good stuff that's happening, that we as providers of senior living take seriously all the dimensions of wellness for our residents. It's not just their physical wellness, but we care a lot about their emotional health as well. And so we're paying close attention to that and want to make sure that that they know how much we care and that they're having opportunities to interact with each other and with our staff.
Well, what a great conversation today. Donna, thank you for joining us. Carla Wilton and Lisa Gandolfi, we appreciate all that you guys are doing to keep everybody safe and healthy at Emmanuel Lutheran Communities. For more information and to call Carla or Lisa directly, you can reach them at 406-752-9622. Ladies, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
A happy, healthier you is a presentation of Emmanuel Lutheran Communities, your premier choice for retirement. Emmanuel Lutheran Communities, making life easier.